We are checking in once again with Quincy, City Clerk Nicole Crispo, to get an update on the very latest Board of License Commissioners meeting. How are you, Nikki?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
Doing good. This was the last meeting of February 2022.
Flying by.
It is indeed. It was a busy one, too, it looks like.
Yeah, we have a lot of spring events happening. So everybody's getting on and making sure they have their proper permits. So that's perfect.
Yeah, I'm guessing outdoor dining is going to be starting up again pretty soon, too.
Yeah, I know. On a day like today, you think, you know, it can be, but just wait a day and, and we'll be back sheltering down.
Only in New England. Yes. Exactly. Yes, for folks who are watching this pre-recorded, it's February 23rd. And it's going to be almost 70 degrees today. So get out and enjoy it.
And snow for Friday.
Of course. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're still meeting remotely, right?
We are. And the governor just expanded that to July. So, you know, depending upon, I'll talk with members of the board. And if we can't do both remote access and in person, then we have to do one or the other. But I'm not sure that we have to offer remote. If, in fact, we do, we'll stay remote.
Okay. All right. We'll wait and see. Yeah, it's all the boards and commissions are in the same boat. They're waiting.
That's right. So yeah. We need some clarification. And once we get that, we'll certainly announce it.
Okay, great. But in the meantime?
In the meantime, we did have our meeting at 4:00 yesterday. Fire Chief Jackson got called out, so he was unable to be there, but we did have the four members and we had a quorum. So right to agenda item number one, hearing regarding the request of the Jimmy Kennedy Memorial Run for ALS for a special use permit for the annual squirrel run on Saturday, June 11th, beginning at Pageant Field at 10 a.m. This is a 22-year event. Louis Tozzi was there, and as he always is, and does a great job working with the Kennedy family and all their counterparts. They've run this seamlessly for 22 years. They're running it this year on Flag Day, after a couple of years of not being able to do it. So that's exciting for them. And anyone who wants to participate in the squirrel run, there is an online sign up or in person on that day, Saturday, June 11th. They'll be there setting up at 7 a.m. and they should be all squared away by 2 p.m. So that went through 4-0.
Oh, folks can make a whole day of it at Pageant Field if they want to stick around for the parade and the fireworks after the run, right?
That's right. Yeah, it should be a great day in our city.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, very good.
Agenda item number two, hearing regarding the request of the St. Mary's Center for Women and Children for a special use permit for a one-day liquor license for their annual Eat, Drink, and Model fashion show at Marina Bay Boardwalk on Tuesday, June 21st. Rain date June 22nd, and the event is scheduled from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Nora Leon was there and spoke for the St. Mary's Center for Women and Children. This is a fundraiser event that had 400 people last year, and they're anticipating as many, if not more. They're working with moms and their children to model. Denise Haja has a boutique down at Marina Bay. She's going to, she's helping, as are the food venues down there. And that went through 4-0.
Okay, nice to be talking about spring events.
That's right.
On the boardwalk, yeah.
Next was agenda number three, hearing regarding the request of Heritage Sport Ventures for one-day liquor licenses for the New England Free Jacks games at Veterans Stadium, March 12th, April 2nd, April 9th and 30th, May 7th, 13th and 29th, and June 3rd. And then two Drum Corp events, July 1st and 2nd. Joe Cunningham was there. He spoke of the events. He works for Heritage Sport Ventures, who were part of the Cannons, and now is representing the Free Jacks, which are a rugby team, Major League Rugby team. And so their events will be on your website with this agenda, if I'm correct. And you can also go to the New England Free Jacks website and find all the dates available there. And that went through 4-0.
Okay, yeah, Quincy now has a professional rugby team.
That's right, yeah. Right. Agenda item number 4, here regarding the request of the Rural Lodge of Freemason, Quincy, for a one-day liquor license for two events on March 5th. There is a celebration of life from noon to 3:30 and a trivia night from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. Food and beverages will be provided by Family Crest Catering. The celebration of life is a bereavement, and the trivia night is for the Boy Scouts. So David Crest was there and spoke from Family Crest Catering. It has a very nice catering company, is TIP certified, and has done other events in our city and is going to do those. That went through 4-0.
Is this right at the lodge, Nikki, on Greenleaf Street?
It is, yes. Okay. Agenda item number 5 is hearing regarding the request of the Garden Patch by the Sea LLC, doing business as Garden Patch by the Sea, for a common victual license and a cabaret license for the premise located at 895 Quincy Shore Drive, which is formerly Cafe Maddie. Proposed manager Craig Somers, proposed hours of operation are 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Craig Summer was there talking about what they have planned for the Garden Patch by the Sea, which will be a vegan and plant-based restaurant there. Open for a light breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and hopes to have that all done by April 1st for an opening date. That contingent certainly on the health department and fire and all is permitting. That went through 4-0.
Something new and different for the Boulevard.
Yes, absolutely. Agenda item number 6 was hearing regarding the request of AET Group Inc., doing business as Rags Tavern, for a change of offices and directors, a change of ownership interest, and a change of manager to Courtney Rigo for the premise located at 375 Washington Street. Courtney Rigo was unable to attend the meeting yesterday. However, I did talk to her offline. She has been running that venue there on Washington Street for several years, and before that ran S6. And so there were no issues with the change of manager. The change of ownership had been in the works for months, so that, and also with the offices and directors. So those went through 4-0 as well.
Very good.
And our next hearing is going to be on March 8th.
Okay, we're into March now. Very good. The restaurants, Nikki, that want to have outdoor dining, do they have to come back before you again? Do you know?
They will.
They will.
Okay. As far as I know, we haven't worked it all out yet. We want to talk to the mayor and be sure that he still wants to do the extension of premise. Mm-hmm. You know, COVID restrictions are being lifted, so we're going to get back to you on that.
Okay.
Once we speak to the mayor and the rest of the board.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure they're asking you about it now. So
they are. Yeah. Yeah.
Something that they're planning for, I'm sure. Okay. Very good. Now on to the business of the city clerk's office. And this last time we talked, I know that the city census had been delayed a little bit by all the computer issues that the city's having. Has that been resolved?
Yeah. So the fact was that we had to analyze the data that was sent over from the state for our new wards and precincts with the redistricting plan. Okay. So that is done. We've sent it back to the state, and we're just waiting for the final push back to us for the data. Once we get the data, we should be ready to go on printing our new maps and sending out our city census.
Okay, so folks should look for that in their mail soon.
Yes, I'm hoping, you know, it gets out by the end of next week.
Okay, all right. And then same as before with the postage paid return envelope?
Postage paid returned. If you could just fill out the form, get it back to us as soon as you can, we'd really appreciate it. We're ready to go here to process all the 2022 forms. And if you certainly have any questions, you can reach our election department, 617-376-1144.
Sounds like a plan. All righty. And did the nomination papers for state offices come out, Nikki?
Nomination papers are out. We usually get some here in the city of Quincy. We have not received them yet, but you can certainly go to One Ashburton, mm-hmm. to the elections in the state, and I you can pick them up there. We're getting some back now, and we're just holding on to them until we can get the final push on that data so that we have the latest and greatest in our system so that we can certify those nomination papers.
All right, things are starting to get busy already for this election. Yep. All right. Can we catch up on March 9th?
We certainly can. Looking forward to it.
Thanks a lot, Nikki. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.